Last week had a chance to go out to the Strand Theater, but it wasn't for really a performance. It wasn't for a show on stage. It was more of what was going on behind the scenes, and certainly the Strand is very open about everything that goes on there at the theater, from popcorn machines that occasionally go bad to the performances that are coming up. But the problem now that is at the Strand is something that has actually turned into a delay of what looked to be an improvement of the safety of the facilities. The Strand was looking at making a new exit, which actually would have put a hole in the wall. If you're sitting there looking at the stage, it would have put a hole there to the right of the stage, a wide exit that would have gone right out into the alley and exiting that way instead of through a tunnel that's right by the stage right now would also have allowed then for an expansion of the stage into that space that must be set aside for an exit. But there's become some issues with that, and ever since the application was confirmed and construction started on this some time ago, well, some things have come up. Here's David Finkel talking about how they first applied for the work that would have created that new exit.
November of 2015, we applied to the state fire marshal's office for a construction design release to make our fire exit at the front of our auditorium safer. We wanted to go from a 36-inch opening to a 72-inch opening. We wanted to have an exit that exited directly to the alley, not a step down to the alley as is current. And we wanted a gentler slope to the exit. And all these things were applied for in our construction design release.
So the construction design release is granted. You can even, if you're at the Strand now, while there's nothing that's been removed, you can see a cut in the wall where the new opening would be going. But things are held up right now.
In August of 2016, a new inspector, Walter Kimnapple, he came to the Strand and immediately told us that before we could open our new fire exit, which had approval from the state, that the entire theater had to be sprinkled. We went through that process, along with the page and a half of violations that he gave us. We fixed everything that he asked, and there were some actually excellent things that we had just missed. We spent a tremendous amount of funds certifying that our fire alarm system was indeed state-of-the-art and up to snuff and very good. He cited us on that and then later said that, no, it's okay.
So from a sprinkler system that appeared to be needed, according to the state fire marshal's office, to not, the situation with the new exit and work there continues.
Several days later, we received an order rescinding our construction design release for our project. Now, this obviously was not a meeting. This was an inspection that they did not let us know that they were doing, but took it as such. And the reasons they were given were based on documents that had nothing to do with what we were doing. We appealed the process. We had a local attorney, Lee McNeely, that represented us pro bono in the case. And we took it before we had to go in front of a judge. We had a hearing. And in that hearing, they rescinded the recension. And so that is a positive, which means we now have our construction design release.
Now, with that construction design release again in hand, and I'm going to go back to a portion of that here in just a second, it came really too late to start any work because the Strand, as it often does, is closed around the Christmas time into the early portion of the next year while they do work and modifications and things that need fixed in the theater before they get into, again, a very busy stage season from February on through the rest of the year. Earlier in that soundbite, David Finkel talks about a meeting that actually apparently turned into an inspection. State Fire Marshal Jim Greason had called with staff to meet at the Strand, and it wasn't long after that meeting that, again, they were rescinded and then rescinded again, and back and forth we go. So again, the construction design release has been okayed. However, the folks at the Strand, they're actually going to modify that because they're going to make some changes in the new exit that they're going to create involving some concrete flooring, etc. So they're making some changes there. So even if it's okay to go ahead with that project, there's other things that have been found in inspections, and the Strand, like every other theater or place of that of that type undergoes inspections every year anyway, but other problems now have been found that date back several years.
We had three gentlemen from the state fire marshal's office come to inspect, and they said in their email very clearly they want the progress on our construction design release. Well, we informed them very directly that there was no progress. We have done no work.
And again, we already had mentioned that with the construction design being okayed again, there hadn't been time to get back to that project as of the end of last year into this year.
And it was completely the same as November, because we didn't have any time to plan after they released us late December 2016 to do our January work. So they came, and it turns out that the inspection was on unfiled work, which they did mention. And we went to our contractors who did the work many years ago, and they were really unsure of the request because they had never, in all their years of business, both contractors, 50-plus years, had ever dealt with anything like that.
The work in part relates to electrical panels underneath back behind the stage, and those panels were replaced in 2009. So now the Strand is being cited for not filing for plans to do those, which the contractor, according to David Finkel, J.R. Wortman, says they've never been asked for such a thing in over 50 years of their experience, so they're not sure how that comes about. But now the Strand is having to deal with those electrical panels with the state and making sure they're up to paperwork snuff, if you will. And in the midst of all of this, a project that would have had a new exit toward the front of the Strand, it is going to have to wait a little while.
That they wanted us to do something, and they wanted us to file for work that was done in 2009. They wanted us to file for furnaces that were put in 2015 and 2016, well before any of this was done. And they said that the state needs to review all that, which means that we are wondering if the state reviews all new electrical panels and if they review all furnace installations, even though our contractors have never had to do this at all. We are mystified by their actions, and at great cost to the Strand, not only monetarily, but in volunteerism and, quite honestly, in enthusiasm, we will comply. But the state fire marshal's office is really, to us, trying to do everything they can to keep our theater from being safer. And that is counterintuitive to everything we try to do. They have kept us from doing our fire exit this January because of that appeal process, which in end we were okay with. And as a result, the theater that we have today is not as safe as it could have been.
And certainly there could be, as the Strand, again, often right around Christmas time into the beginning of the new year, they use that time to close the theater and work on projects such as these. Well, it may come down to having to do projects during what would be showtime, another time of the year, and the impact will be felt there again as well. We'll keep an eye on this story as it develops here on Giant 96.